One of the things that God was revealing to me during this time was not only that my life was incredibly unbalanced, but he was revealing to me, listen, if you do these three things, you're going to be good. Keep me first. Keep me first in everything you do, every decision you make, every move you make. Keep me first and foremost. Talk to me every day. Talk to me in the morning. I will be with you every day. Put me first. Welcome to the Juggling Life Finding Balance podcast. I'm your host, Vivian Cummins, and I am so excited that you have joined me today because today is launch day. This is the very first episode. And so before I get started, I have to ask you this favor. Please click the like and subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching, and then share this episode with a friend so we can get the word out. All right, y'all. So here's the deal. So this is a solo episode and it's just me, no guests today. But here's the thing. I have made a promise to myself that these solo episodes are going to be real and raw. And what that means is I am not going to edit them. Bloopers and all, we are going to go ahead and upload these. And if any of you know me or have followed me for any length of time, you know that I am a recovering perfectionist and control freak. And the idea of recording this and just uploading it is like totally terrifying. But I told myself, you know what? If you are going to do the solos, you need to just go for it because I know myself and there's a good chance that I will like hit re-record 1,000 times and I'll never get these out. So we're just going to go for it and see where the Holy Spirit leads us. And it's going to be fun. So I wanted to take this time, this first episode, just to introduce myself to y'all and kind of let you know the why behind this podcast and how it came to fruition. And then I want to talk to you a little bit about, what you expect in some of the episodes to come. I'm really excited that we have recorded season one already. And I am halfway through recording season two. And so you can expect to see these uploaded on YouTube and in all the other places, Apple, Spotify, all the things. You can see those uploaded every Wednesday. And so I'm really excited to have a couple of seasons already to go. Who am I and why am I doing this? Well, I tell you what, if you'd have told me a year or so ago that I would be hosting a podcast, I would have totally laughed at you and thought that you were just trying to be funny because I had no, I don't want to say desire. I think that's such a harsh word, but it wasn't on my radar for sure. For the past 3 years or so, I have been working on a book. I have one book that I've been working on, and it's my husband's story. And so I've been working on that for about 2 to 3 years. And then there's another book that I've been writing on, which is more of a devotional. And I thought that I would just simply become a published author, and that would be the end of it. And so I recently went to, actually last year, I went to a writer's conference, a Christian writer's conference, and my thought process was I'm going to pitch these book ideas. I'm hopefully going to get an agent, and then I'll be on my way to becoming a published author. And God had other plans. He actually led me to someone who ended up becoming my not only my writing coach, but my mentor. And so for the past year, I've been working with her, and she has been my biggest cheerleader and my biggest supporter. And not only has she helped me in developing my craft, she's also been just instrumental in helping me to identify my calling. And that's something that I didn't expect when I started working with her, is how God would use that relationship to help identify my purpose, because I've been looking for it for a while. So one of the things that she did for me was she got me helped me get a platform started, a website, helped me with my branding. And then she also got me on some podcasts as a guest so that I could start sharing my testimony of how God has really reformed and shaped me in regards to implementing a balanced lifestyle. And so got me on some podcasts. I started sharing my testimony, got me on television. I was actually on TCT last year, which was super exciting. Never been on television. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was on TV one time. I did a commercial thingy for when I was overseas with the military. So yeah, I did do that once. But anyway, it was super cool. And so then the Holy Spirit just really started tugging at me about hosting my own podcast. And so I had been getting some experience with it and felt pretty comfortable in front of a screen and a microphone. And I love to talk. Anybody that knows me knows I talk. My husband will tell you I talk a lot. And so, and I love storytelling. And so that's one of my biggest things is I have a lot of stories, and they're just, some of them are not really in my favor, but they're hilarious. And so anyways, I'm just, y'all are going to find that I'm pretty much an open book. So, you know, I can laugh at myself. It's cool. So anyways, yeah, I was not planning on doing a podcast, but here I am. And I am super thankful that you are joining me because I got to have listeners, right? All right, so let me just kind of briefly tell you, so juggling life, finding balance. For me, balance, some people say, oh, I don't like using the word balance. I use harmony instead. Well, whatever word that you want to use, we need to have a centered life. And I was not living a centered life. I was not living a life, a fulfilling life, pretty much my whole life, to be honest with you. And so I have kind of struggled my whole life with perfectionism and a need to be in control. And that is so exhausting. For those of you who are out there who are like me, that like things a certain way and are striving to have things a certain way, then hopefully you can relate a little bit to this. But I, you know, always needed to be in control of everything. And it roots back to childhood. And we're going to have plenty of episodes that talk about that later. But yeah, so I just was really striving my adult life for perfection. And it really was starting to come out in my career. And so I am a 25-year federal career employee and was really working towards those next promotions. And so I got to a point about three and a half, four years ago where I was just so tired and burned out. I was tired of myself, to be honest with you. I was just tired of putting myself through this. And I had grown up in church. I got saved when I was 12, baptized when I was 12. And so I just totally rededicated my life. I was home one day by myself and just got to the point where I was just done. And I wanted my life to be over, to be honest with you. I was so tired of everything. And so I reached out to God and said, I need help. I don't want to live like this. If this is what my life is going to look like, then take me out now because I don't want to live like this anymore. And so I made a vow at that point. I said, God, just use me. Show me that I have a purpose. This cannot be it, right? This living like this under this mound of stress cannot be what you have for me. And so I said, if you will change me, if you will show me what my purpose is, give me a calling, give me something, I'm all in. Whatever you need me to do, I'm all in. So I rededicated my life. And so the thing about that is, you know, when you commit to something like that, it's not uncommon for God to lead you into a wilderness season so that he can begin to mold and change that character. And so for me, I had a lot of what I've eventually came to realize was I had a spirit of pride. I have had a very, like I said, a perfectionist and controlling spirit. But what it came down to was that I did not trust God. I didn't trust him with anything. And so he really needed to work on my heart so that I could learn to trust him in all things. And so that wilderness season lasted about 3 years. And I even had a whole season where I was dealing with spiritual warfare, which was new to me. I'd never experienced that. But what happened during that time was, you know, one of the first things that happened, I should say, when I rededicated my life was my parents' health started being attacked. And, you know, it's kind of weird, but I have always been very protective over my parents. And my dad had come down with cancer, and then my mom had come down with type 2 diabetes. In fact, she was like, the doctors told her she was about a couple of weeks away from losing her eyesight, and she had no idea she even had diabetes. And so these were two things that happened right after I rededicated my life. And I, to be honest with you, I got mad at God about it, because I'm like, I rededicated my life and I told you I'd do whatever you wanted me to do, and I wanted you to change me. So why would you allow my parents to be attacked? They didn't do anything. And so eventually, you know, after I kind of got done with my temper tantrum, it was just really kind of revealed to me is I will take care of them. They will be okay. But what I need you to do is to trust me and give up control. And so definitely had no control over that situation. And so I had to learn to just pray and trust and leave those things at Christ's feet. And that was a tough time for me. That was very tough. The next thing that happened was I then was inflicted with cancer. And let me just say, I'm not saying God did this to me, okay? I just want to say these things happened and God used them. And so that story was that the way that that came down, it kind of is almost unbelievable, to be honest with you. So what happened that day was when I found all that out was I was working from home, and I had been under a lot of stress, and I had been having heart palpitations. My heart would like beat really, really fast, like really hard, like deep kicks in my chest. And this particular day, I was at home working. I started sweating and my heart started just fluttering crazy. And next thing you know, I'm waking up on the floor and I'd passed out. And so I woke up and I was like, okay, that's not good. I'm probably like having a heart attack or something. And so you would think that I would call like 911 or my husband or somebody come take me to the doctor. But, you know, that's not what control freaks do. We take care of stuff on our own. And so I drove myself to the emergency room and told them, hey, y'all, I think I either just had a heart attack or I'm about to have one. So, of course, they wheel me in. They giving me baby aspirin. They're hooking me up and all the things. And so while I'm laying there, my cell phone rings. And so I should probably back up and let you all know that, like, I can't remember if it was like a few days prior or a week prior, but I had gone to the dermatologist because I had a weird spot on my nose, like right there, right in the middle of it. And so I thought, I'm going to go get that checked out because I'd had it for like a month or so and it wouldn't go away. So I thought I'd go have it checked out. So while I'm at the dermatologist, he's all like, it's just a busted capillary. You can get it lasered if you want. And then he said, hey, since you're here, let's go ahead and do a full body skin scan and see if there's anything weird. And I'm like, all right, you know, I already paid my copay. No big deal. So that's when he found this spot on my shin, on my left shin. And so I had not thought anything about that spot. It had been there literally for like 2 years. And so I'd had it looked at before and I was told, hey, just watch it. If it changes or grows or whatever, come back. Well, I watched it and I saw nothing. So I'm like, it's just, you know, one of those weird things that show up. Anyway, he biopsies it, sends it off. I go on my way and I'm thinking, I don't even think about it actually. So while I'm lying in the hospital bed in the emergency room, hooked up to all these machines, trying to determine whether or not I just had a heart attack at my house, I get a phone call from the dermatologist that says a specimen came back. You have stage 3 melanoma. We are referring you to Huntsman Cancer Institute to begin treatment. You start Friday. And I'm thinking, am I being punked? I mean, seriously, this cannot be happening. So anyways, long story short, I did not have a heart attack. They did diagnose me with like a heart rhythm issue. I got like PVCs, and I can't remember what the medical term is, what that stands for, some long word. But anyways, I have a heart rhythm problem, and basically I'm on medicine, and it keeps my heart rhythm on track. So that's okay. So anyway, so fast forwarding to Huntsman Cancer, I did not have to have radiation or chemotherapy. I did have a series of surgeries. Then I had two surgeries in my leg, and then I had to have one reconstructive surgery because they took a pretty big chunk out. One of the first surgeries that I did have, they did what's called a lymph node biopsy, where they took out some lymph nodes to check to see if the cancer had already spread or metastasized. And there was a big concern that that spot had already spread. And so, you know, I remember I told you how it was unchanged on the surface. Well, the type of cancer that I had was called superficial spreading. So it wasn't changing on the surface, but what was happening is it was growing down deep into my tissues and to the bone and all of that. And so the doctors were really concerned that it had already spread. And so I was kind of getting myself prepared for that. And so it took about 10 days, like they said 10 days for the biopsy to come back to see whether or not I had full-blown cancer. And so during that time frame, again, this was something that God used in so many ways because I needed to learn to trust him. And I needed to learn to have faith that he was in control and that he loved me and that he had a good plan for me. And that's when I got introduced to Jeremiah 29:11, which is now my life verse. And you would think I have it memorized, but I'm going to read it to you and I'm going to look over here. I do have it memorized, but I'm live and I want to make sure I get it right. So Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And God led me to that scripture and said, "You know what? I got you. I need you to trust me in this." And so I kind of struggled with that in the beginning, but then one night he gave me the most beautiful, powerful dream. And I am just in such awe at how God works and how he meets us where we're at. So I was praying for negatives. And what I meant by that was I had to undergo a lot of different tests to see if it had spread to the bone, to see if it had done this, that, or the other. And so my prayer was, give me negatives. That's all I wanted. Just give me negatives. And I knew God would know what that meant. So one evening when I was sleeping, God gave me a dream, and in this dream, I was in a room by myself, and I was holding a 8x11 manila envelope. It was sealed. It did not have a return address on it. It had my name on it, but in that dream, in my spirit, I knew who the envelope was from, and it was bulging. Whatever was in it was like, there was a lot of it, and so I proceed to open up the flap, and when I open up the flap, there were like thousands of these copper-colored strips. And so I know there's probably listeners on here who have never seen a camera other than your phone, but back in the day before iPhones and stuff, we would have cameras, and when you would take a picture, you had to have the film. You had to take the film somewhere, like to Walgreens or Revco or whatever, and have the film developed. And then once you got your pictures back, there would be these strips that they would put in there. And then if you wanted to get copies of your pictures made, you would give them the strips, and then they could make pictures off of those. Well, they called those negatives. And so in my dream, I open this up and all these negatives fall out. And I pick them up, and as I'm looking at them, because what you used to be able to do, you could hold them up to the light, and then it would show the various pictures that were on that negative so that you knew which one, if you wanted to get like a copy, you knew which one to tell them to do, like that one. Anyway, and so I hold it up, and it was crazy because I wasn't in any of those negatives. My husband was there. My bonus children were there. My grandchildren were there. Everybody was in those pictures. They were thriving. They were happy. But I wasn't in any of them. And so the fact that I wasn't in any of them, you know, you would think that would have freaked me out. But in my dream, I had so much peace. And so when I woke up, I remember my pillow was just soaked from tears. I didn't think you could like cry in your dreams, but apparently I did. Either that or I was sweating. I don't know. I think it was tears. But I woke up and I was so incredibly emotional, but I had so much peace because God had just answered my prayer. He had given me negatives, and that's what specifically what I asked for. And the fact that I wasn't in any of those pictures, I had peace with that as well. So what my spirit was telling me, what the Holy Spirit was telling me was, whether you're in these pictures or not, your family's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Everybody's going to be just fine. So regardless of the outcome, you're going to be fine. You just have to trust me. And so that was like on day 7. So after that, for the last couple of days, I was okay. I was at total peace with whatever was to happen. So let's just fast forward. Those came back, the test came back negative, and I am cancer free today. And so aside from, you know, constantly going and getting checkups, which, you know, that's all part of it, I am cancer free and God healed me. And not only did he heal me from that, but that was such a beautiful, hard, difficult time in my life. But it drew me so incredibly close to God, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else, even as hard as it was, because that's when God started using me. And I realized there's a purpose in my life, and I realized that it's a good one. And so anyways, so that's my testimony. Fast forward a little bit more into, why am I talking about balance? So I told you, you know, I've struggled with perfectionism. I've struggled with control, struggled with pride. One of the things that God was revealing to me during this time was not only that my life was incredibly unbalanced, but he was revealing to me, listen, if you do these three things, you're going to be good. Keep me first. Keep me first in everything you do, every decision you make, every move you make. Keep me first and foremost. Talk to me every day. Talk to me in the morning. I will be with you every day. Put me first. The second thing was, take care of yourself. I really felt an overwhelming sense that God was saying, I have big, big plans for you, baby girl, and I need you to be healthy, and I need you to be mentally stable. And so take care of the vessel I have given you so that you will be able to do the work that I have assigned for you. And I'm in my 50s now. And so I'm telling you what, things happen in your 50s. You get a lot more tired and don't have as much energy and stuff. And so there's things that I have to be very conscious about doing, very intentional about doing now, to make sure that I have the energy levels and mental capacity and stamina to do some things. And so just being very intentional, that's the second thing that he revealed to me. The third thing that he revealed to me is, have fun. Have fun. You know, God did not create us to just work. You know, he wants us to enjoy our lives. He's given us so many beautiful gifts that we can enjoy, our family, our friends. You know, he's given us so many things, and he wants us to enjoy them. And so he takes, you know, as any good father does, he takes so much joy and pleasure in watching his children just enjoy their life and have fun. And so those were the three pillars that he gave to me that said, you do these things, you'll be balanced. And so that's my message, you know, and that's what I want to encourage all of us busy ladies out there to do. You know, I will tell you that there was one time when I was on a woman's call. It was like one of those online women's Bible study things or whatever. And this was about a year or so ago. And that's one of the things that made me think, okay, I need to get the word out. I need to bring us ladies together to start talking more about this and to help one another. Because I was on this call and this woman was on the call and she was asking us, please pray for me. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. And she was talking about how she had like three children under the age of 7. She was working on a PhD. Her husband and her were launching a business. And she was just told by her doctor that she is obese. And if she doesn't do something drastically now, take charge of her weight, that she wasn't going to see her children grow up. And so she was just at this crossroads and was just absolutely beside herself. And, you know, at that time I was thinking to myself, she is so incredibly out of balance. I've been there, maybe not in those particular scenarios, but I've been to that point where I just felt helpless and hopeless and didn't know what to do, even though what to do was so obvious and in front of me. And so that's kind of when I decided, okay, God, I'm putting all of these things together and I'm adding to it this gift that you have given me to write. And so that's when I started writing, blog posts, and I've got a couple of things posted out on YouVersion app about how to live that balanced lifestyle in a biblical sense. What does being balanced mean biblically? And so, yeah, in this podcast, we are going to have tons of conversations about, you know, here's some tips and tricks on how to organize your house or whatever the case may be. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. There'll be a time and place for that. But I am super interested in just diving into the Word and seeing what God says about every aspect of our life, from our calling to our purpose, to every season, every priority that we have in our life, and how do we maintain that balance and all of those things. And so that is what Juggling Life, Finding Balance is all about. And so I am very excited to introduce you all in the upcoming weeks to some wonderful guests. This first season is kind of talking about all things regarding calling, purpose, surrender, obedience. You're going to hear some fantastic testimonies, and you're going to hear from some experts in some of these areas. And so I'm super excited for you all to meet them. And the other thing I want to tell you before I sign off today is, you know, I mentioned those three pillars of living that balanced life. And that third one of incorporating fun into your life is so incredibly important. And so I have partnered with my sister-in-law. So she's still my sister-in-law, but just so y'all know, she's my ex-husband's sister, but she's still my sister-in-law and one of my dearest best friends, and I love her to pieces. Her name is Becca Robinson, and I have asked her to join me to do special segments to where her and I just get on here and talk about all the things. We're just going to get on here and laugh. She's hilarious, y'all. She's absolutely hilarious. She's got so many fun stories. But just get on here and have some good old-fashioned girl talk and laugh and joke, and also learn some things along the way. But she's gonna join me on occasion for segments of Sister Talk with Viv and Becca. And so excuse me, you'll see some of those sprinkled in here and there. And so I hope you'll enjoy that as well. So okay, y'all, I think that's going to be a wrap for this first episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I am so excited to have you listen in and just be with each other during this journey and help one another. And I'm going to put in the show notes, but I would love to hear from you. You can go to my website, viviancummins.com. There's a way that you can contact me there. And so if you're interested in reaching out, I am available if you want prayer, if you want to give me some ideas for guest shows, or if you want to be on the show, reach out to me. Let me know. I'm also going to put some links in there to some other things that you might find helpful, some devotionals and so forth. So check out the show notes when you have a chance. And until next time, I wish you the very best and stay blessed and be balanced. Thank you for hanging out with me here on the Juggling Life, Finding Balance podcast. I hope our time together leaves you feeling encouraged and inspired. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would click that subscribe button wherever you are listening or watching, and then share it with a friend. And please come visit me on my website, viviancummins.com, where you'll find more great information and resources about how you can move that needle from busy to balanced. Until next time, stay blessed and be balanced.